So, our limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim of Hilchos Loshon Hara is as a skus for the refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Yishtav Refuah Shleima B'korov, B'tzoich Sho'ochoy Le'Yisrael. So, welcome back to the Chofetz Chaim and to our daily dose of Loshon Hara. And we were up to Hilchos Rechilus. We finished Hilchos Loshon Hara, and we're up to Hilchos Rechilus, and we're in Klal Aleph, Seif Ches. We already started it, but we didn't finish it. So, he says as follows. The Chofetz Chaim speaks about it, and we'll speak at length about it, in Klal Hei. The people have a fascination, they have a desperate need to know, what did somebody say about me? They want to know, I hear that so-and-so was speaking about me, what did he say? And if the person who replies tells him the truth, that the guy said that you're a crook, and that you're a thief, and that you're a liar, and that you're a Mechal Shabbos, whatever it is, and it's telling him the truth, then that's not only Loshon Hara, it's Rechilus, because it's going to be Goyim Sinner. So you shouldn't really be asking the question. On the other hand, it's human nature. People are curious. I want to know, what did he say about me when he was talking? So, says the Chofetz Chaim, if you get asked that question, and sometimes you get asked that question by somebody who you respect, by somebody who you feel you want to answer, that your Rebbe asks you, you know, a question about what did so-and-so say about me, or your parent asks you. So he says, what should you do in that situation? Says the Chofetz Chaim, l'inyan ma lahoshiv im shoylu ma'adi b'ploniya o'doysi. He says, you know, of course, we discussed last time that the teacher wants to know who threw the pellet at him, who fired the pellet at him when the teacher had his back to the class and was writing on the board, you know, and he asked the class, you know, you better tell me, otherwise I'm going to punish everybody, etc. It's a very standard situation. So are you allowed to tell? Is the pupil supposed to tell? Says the Chofetz Chaim, tolui bozeh. So the question is, are you allowed to tell a lie to avoid the question? Says the Chofetz Chaim, if you've got a way out without speaking Rechilus, without telling him something bad which is going to engender bad feelings between the two people, on the other hand, it's not mamash a sheker gomor. I'm not sure exactly how you define when he says it's not a sheker gomor. Yeah. But gam lo yeh Rechilus. But yeshiveh boifan zeh. Says then, if he can avoid telling a lie, then he should avoid telling the lie and find some way of answering the question, of avoiding the question altogether and not really giving him an answer in response to his curiosity about what people are saying about him. But, says the Chofetz Chaim, but he realizes that the guy will say, look, you're dodging the question. I want to know. I need to know. I need to know what people are saying about me. You can tell a lie. The Chofetz Chaim says, "As mipnei hasholim," and we learn it out from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who changed the loshon of what Soros said. Soros said, "Va'adoy nizokein," and when Hakadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Avram, he didn't repeat to Avram that Soros had said that you, Avram, are an old man, how can you have a child? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it and said that Soros said, I'm an old lady, how can I have a child? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see, was Mishane Mipnei HaSholem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the strict facts, the actual truth, by saying something slightly different. Says the Chofetz Chaim.
He just said less. He didn't change it, did he? Didn't he just say less than that?
No. Well, she said, "V'adoy nizoki." How can I have a child at the age of 100 when I've got my husband as an old man? Didn't say anything about herself. Right? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lomozet Sochaka Sora. Why doesn't Sora believe the story when she's being told by the Malachim that she's going to have a baby? She said that she's too old to have a baby. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched it to Sora speaking about herself rather than Sora speaking about Avram in order to keep the shalom between husband and wife.
It was an omission rather than a change. He didn't mention that bit.
Okay, fine. It was an omission, but he substituted it for something else. He said, Sora said this, when actually she said something else. Yeah. So we learn from there. As mipnei hasholem, there are times, and Rabbi Dessa's got a long arichas on it. In I can't remember which chelik is it. It is how you define sheker, how you define sholem. If you remember, we spoke last time about, you know, what's the difference between the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Why don't you just stand there and say, I solemnly and sincerely swear or affirm that I will tell the truth. Yeah, what are these three truths? Anyway, that's a separate subject. But in Torah, truth is what the Rabbi Hashem wants you to say. That's how you define emes. And sheker is what the Rabbi Hashem wants you not to say. And it can be that sometimes what we regard as true and actual and fact is not what the Torah wants. And therefore, in halacha, that would be sheker. Says the Chofetz Chaim here, that if somebody is pressing you to tell you what somebody else has been speaking about him, and it's something bad that will engender bad feelings between them, then you're allowed to tell sheker in order to avoid telling him what the other people are speaking about.
Start your day in the doorway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Kof Zion Tishri, 29th of October, Rabbi Benny Blau, Shlita, the original vegans. This week's Torah been sponsored by Lifbert Silverstein, Marquis Rosenfeld, and Mary Ryan Leah Smith, Shatikia. Cast will take place in the Shem today. He wrote to Ernest Shave New, Bounced and Ollie Swallow Shem, Miss Lovers, Cosa Shuma, Paloma, Kosha, Sudabo, Tem, the Shalom, Bim, he wrote.
Okay, good morning everyone. Agat and Vinta. As the title suggests, the shiur is going to be focused on veganism, probably more vegetarianism. We'll see how it has to do with the current parashiyos, Bereishis, Noach. I also thought it was a good topical talk after 8-day Yom Tov of eating meat and chicken. Everyone might be sick of the sight. I actually consider veganism or vegetarianism as a path. Therefore, it's a topic I'd like to address today. I'm going to try and split the shiur into three parts. First of all, talk about historically whether Adam Rishon, whether human beings were allowed to eat meat, when it changed, what happened at Matan Torah, etc. And then if we have time, to perhaps segue into the hashkofa of vegetarianism and veganism, into how it affects halachas nowadays, Bizman HaMikdosh, etc. Then if we'll have time for all of that, maybe Bereishis Gabon will have to have a part two at some point. But we'll try and get in what we can for now. So it starts off with Pasuk in last week's parasha, Pirik Aleph Pasuk Chav Tes. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Adam Rishon, the pasuk says, "Vayoyme elikim, hine nosati lochem es kol esev zoreya zera asher al pnei kol haaretz." Here I am giving to you all anything that grows from the ground. Ve'es kol eitz asher boi pri eitz zoreya zera lochem yeh. Any tree which grows fruit, it should be for you. Lo'ochla to eat. That's pasuk kaf tes, and the pasuk carries on. Ulechol chaya so aretz, ulechol oif hashemayim, ulechol roimis al haaretz asher boi nefesh chaya. And the positive character on is Kol Yerek Esev Laochlo Vayihichin. I'm giving them as well all vegetation Vayihichin. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is Medayik from the Pasuk. The Gemara says, the fact that it says, I'm giving you all vegetation, Lochem Yeh Laochlo, Ulechol Chayas Oretz, and to all sold animals, as opposed to saying, Ulechol Chayas Oretz, Lochem Yeh Laochlo. It first says, this is what you are going to eat, and then this is what the animals are going to eat. And the Gemara infers from there that it was also for Adam Harishon to eat animals or to eat meat. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Adam Harishon lo yhutaloi basola achila, he wasn't allowed to eat meat. Dechsiv lochem ye laochlo ulochol chayas oretz veloi chayas oretz lochem. When did that change? Carries on the Gemara. In Parashas Noach, after Noach left the table, in this week's parasha it says, Peruk Tes Pasuk Gimel. So Noach left the table, and Noach bought a korban. And then it says, Ayvorech Elekim Es Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched Noach and his children, and he said, Pru Revu, and he said, Moirachem V'chitchem Yial Kol Chayas Ha'aretz, your fear will be on all the creatures of the world, they'll fear you. And then it says, ועל כל אויף השמיים, בכל אשר תרמוס האדומו ובכל דגי היום בידכם נתון, I'm giving it to you, כל רמש אשר חי לכם יהיה לאוכלו, כירק עשב נוסעתי לכם את הכל. All creatures, any living creature, I'm giving to you the same way that I gave you, כירק עשב נוסעתי לכם, like I gave you all vegetation, I'm allowing you to eat all creatures. So the Gemara means kin, the psukim, but the Gemara says clearly, Adam Arishon, until Noyach, they were not allowed to eat any meat. Okay, there is another shaila in the Gemara early on, Daf Nun Vav, whether it was specifically osa for Adam Arishon to kill animals to eat them, or what happened if, were they allowed to eat meat from an animal that they didn't kill? Because there's a Gemara that says that the Malachim made a barbecue for Adam Arishon. It says that Adam Arishon, when he lived in Gan Eden, before he was thrown out, there were Malachim cooking him meat and filtering their wine. So it sounds like there are sources that he ate meat. All the more so, the Torah asks Eva Minachai. Why would it be also to eat Eva Minachai if you can't eat meat at all? So it could be, according to certain shittas, that they were allowed to eat meat, just they didn't have the rishus to kill animals in order to eat them, as we're going to discuss. Now, there is a nuanced argument between the Ramban, Rashi and the Ramban, between whether animals and humans had the exact same diet or whether there was any difference. In Parshas Bereishis, I mean, it's more clear in Rashi and the Gemara, but it's also clear here in Parshas Bereishis, Rashi says, Hishve lohem akosuv behemos v'chayos lemachol. In other words, animals and human beings had the exact same diet. Anything from the ground, vegetables, fruit, etc. Rashi in Sanhedrin says it even more clearly. They had the exact same diet. The Ramban says it wasn't the exact same. The Ramban says ve'enoi chein aval nosan la'odom ule'ishtoi kol esev zoireya zera v'chol pri eitz. In other words, human beings got any vegetation, all vegetation and fruit. And for the animals, nosan kol yerek esev loy pri eitz loy hazron. They were allowed vegetation, but they weren't allowed zroim. So let's say wheat, barley, which before the Chet Adam Arishon actually grew from the ground as bread, right? So they weren't allowed to eat that. They were allowed basic vegetation, and Adam Arishon had a slightly higher, human beings had a slightly higher elevated diet, which was all fruit and all vegetables. So we have to understand, I mean, it's very clear in the Gemara, as we just discussed, that until the Mabul, human beings were not allowed to eat meat, and after the Mabul, they were allowed. And the question is, why? Why is that the case? Why did Hashem create us so that we shouldn't eat meat, and what changed after the Mabul? So there's various approaches in the Rishonim, very interesting approaches, and we'll go through some of these Mahalchim. The Ramban says something interesting. The Ramban says that human beings weren't allowed to eat animals. He says because animals have some sort of quality similar to human beings. I have to be careful how I say it, right? But he says, this is his, I'm going to quote his words, nidmu bo lebale hanefesh hamaskelis. They are somehow similar to a creature, a human being, with intelligence. The Yeshlehem Bechira, they have Bechira, betoivosom uvmzeineh, which means they don't necessarily know good from evil or right from wrong, but when it comes to survival, right, they understand what's good and what's bad. The Yivruchu minatzar vahamisa, they run away from pain and from death. So they have some sort of intelligent animals, and therefore, lechatchila Hashem created the world where it wouldn't be appropriate for us to take animals and eat them. What changed after the Mabul? Says the Ramban, Ukashe Chotu, after all the animals and creatures, as Chazal say, sinned, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu bought the Mabul. The Hishchis called Basar is Darki Ala Oretz, and therefore there was a gzeru that everyone should die, and because the animals were only saved, Bizchus Noyach, because they were all saved in the merit of Noyach, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you can eat the animals now because their whole existence is only in the merit of human beings, and therefore you're allowed to eat the animals. That's the Ramban's approach to what changed between Adam Arishon and Noyach. Okay, there's some other very, very interesting Mahalchim here. The Sepharonah, in his Akdama to Bereishis, he goes through the whole history. He explains why we know that the lifespans were much longer. Adam Arishon lived close to 1,000 years, and it gradually decreased and decreased over the generations. And he says something very interesting. He says that, I don't know if there's any doctors or nutritionists or dietitians here, but he, who? Oh, okay, so maybe, okay, so I'm gonna have to run off. So the Sforno says like that, says as follows. He says that naturally, at least in after Briyas HaOlam, it was healthier to be sustained on a diet of vegetation and not meat. He says that the nutrients, the vitamins that vegetation and fruit provided was on a very high quality, and there was no need to eat meat. And not just there was no need, but meat was actually negative when the world was created. Meaning it was healthier not to eat meat when the world was created. And he says that's why people lived close to 1,000 years. They were on a much healthier diet. He said after the Mabul, the Pasuk says, I can't remember the exact Lashon of the Pasuk, and he mashchisom mashchis es ha'aretz, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to destroy the earth. And Chazal learned from there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just destroy all the creatures and all human beings, but he actually destroyed part of the earth. The earth itself, to an extent, got destroyed to the point where the earth wasn't as good quality after the Mabul as it was before the Mabul. Therefore, the Sforno says that after the Mabul, since the earth itself got destroyed and it didn't produce the sort of nutrients, it didn't produce what it did before the Mabul, therefore we had to start eating meat, and therefore, hence, our lifespans became shorter, right? After the Mabul, it became shorter, and gradually it decreased and decreased because human beings' diets changed. That's the Sforno's Mahalach in what changed before the Mabul and after the Mabul. The Abara Benel brings two Pshatim, and it's actually interesting how the Pshatim are totally the polar opposites of each other. The first Pshat he says that he heard, he says, I heard this Pshat, he doesn't say who from, is that Adam HaRishon, a bit similar to the Ramban that we just said, he quotes the Pasuk, Nimshal Kabehemois Nidvu, that Adam HaRishon and all human beings in the first generations were on the level of creatures. And he said they had no right to eat animals. In other words, the Ramban says they have no right to eat animals because of the status of the animals. He says the animals are living creatures, they have some sort of bechira, they can experience pain, and therefore we couldn't eat animals. The Abara Benel says the other way around. Human beings were on an extremely low level. And they had no right. What's your right to eat an animal? Like why? How can you just take an animal, shecht it, kill it, and eat it? What's your right to do that? Sorry? Yeah, the Kliyoka expounds on that. He explains how we know that there's four statuses in the world. There's doimein, soimeach, chai, and medaber. Right? There's inanimate objects, earth, stone, etc. There's soimeach, plants, grass, etc. There's creatures, and then there's human beings. And and the Kliyoka and the Abara Benel both explain how each of these levels are sustained from the level below them. Right, so all vegetation is sustained from earth, right? It grows from earth. Creatures eat vegetation. And we eat creatures, but the only reason that happens is because each level is on a higher status than the level below that. He says if human beings don't act on a higher level than animals, we have absolutely no right to eat animals. He says after Noach came along, Noach ish tzaddik, Noach was allowed to eat meat because he showed that animals can reach a much higher existence than humans can reach a much higher existence than animals, and therefore Noach was allowed to eat meat. I mean, there's many makoros already that when the pasuk in this week's parasha says "Umoyrachem v'chitchem yu al chayos ha'aretz," that our fear, that the animals will fear us. But what's pshat? You know, you go to a zoo. I was in a zoo, Chol HaMoed. There's huge fences and gates, you know, blocking us from the lions and tigers. Much as my five-year-old wants to cuddle them, he wasn't allowed to. But why not? The pasuk says, "Umoyrachem v'chitchem yu al chayos ha'aretz," and many mefarshim explain when we act like human beings, as we're supposed to, then the creatures will fear us. However, unfortunately, when we act animalistic, then the creatures don't fear us anymore because we're sort of on their level. There's actually an amazing Gemara that says that I think it's Reb Shimon ben Chalafta was walking down the road and he heard lions roaring, and the Gemara says that he cried out, "Hakfirim shayagim latarif." The lions are hungry. The lions want food. And the question is, and the story carries on, that two pieces of meat came down min hashamayim. One he gave to the lion, the other one he brought to the base medrash. He asked him, is it tomei, is it tahor? And there's a whole debate in the Gemara whether Dovi tomei is yerid min hashamayim. Very interesting Gemara there. But the question asked is, like, if you're attacked by a lion, none of us should be, like, Hashem, the lions are hungry. Like, save me from the lion. The lions are hungry. It's like an interesting tefillah. So I think the Ein Eliyahu says this pshat. I can't remember who says this pshat. Sorry. But they say as follows. Ibshim Bachalafta knew that he was Ibshim Bachalafta. He knew the animals wouldn't attack him. He was on a high level. But he was worried that the lions will attack other people. And therefore, he didn't daven for himself to get saved. He said, please feed the lions, because he didn't want the lions to attack other people. And therefore, why did two pieces of meat come down? Because the Gemara says, "Kol mispal ba'ad chaveiro yuhuneh netchilo." So the lions got their meat, and he also got a piece of meat for himself. That's why he got his own piece of meat. So it's only when we're on a higher level than animals, we have the rishus to eat animals. And I'm sorry, and according to this pshat, by Maimed Har Sinai, we know that some animals were permitted and some became osa. And that's because human beings weren't quite maybe on the level of noyach, and therefore the meat which, some meat was permitted to them, some meat wasn't permitted to them. It goes in a whole mahalach there, but that's why it changed that matan and matan Torah. Yeah.
Even before the mabul, the animals surely used to eat each other. The animals ate each other,
sure. Right. Yeah, but that wasn't necessarily a good thing. It's interesting, actually, that when the world was created, the animals didn't necessarily eat each other. I mean, Rav Dessler's got a whole marach about it. The Pasuk says, when Mashiach comes, Ariye kabok horich al tedel, that lions and cattle will both eat hay. And he says that really the world was designed, and the future world is going to be, that animals don't eat each other. It came to a situation when animals ate each other. That's part of the hashchos that the world was at. That became part of the hashchos.
It's part of the nature of animals to eat each other.
It's part of the nature of animals now to each other. The question is, well, when the world is created, it's debatable whether it was in the nature of animals to eat each other.
Not that the human being doesn't live so long, because
what you said,
they are at Mevesim
Shana. Say, at Mevesim Shana is a bracha we say each other. Whether a human can't live at Mevesim Shana is also another. Sorry? So the Rishonim explained why that's the case. Why is it that when the world is created, human beings live till 1,000 years, and it decreased, gives various pshatim, and according to some of these pshatim, it's to do with the diet, with the food that human beings ate. The Maestar, Bar Benel, then brings his own pshat, which is actually punkt faket. He says that Adam HaRishon, because of his shleimus, because of who he was, Adam HaRishon, he wasn't allowed to eat meat, similar to what we said, I think from a bit similar to the Sephora, is that he says meat, besides the fact that killing animals is a maisa achzorius, you're killing animals, it teaches one to be an achzori, right? I don't know if there's any sheikhdom here, I might have to apologize again, right? It teaches one to be an achzori, and the truth is that's the case. I mean, the Ramban already, the Ibn Ezra, the Ramban says that even in Milchoma, the Pasuk says, V'nasatu l'cho rachmim v'richamecho. In other words, even when you're going to war against your enemies, and it's a Lechemes Mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will change the teva that you shouldn't become achzorim when you kill people. Because the fact is, killing creates some sort of level of achzorius, and therefore, even when you kill animals, it creates this, it makes one naturally into an achzori, into someone, you lose your rachamim. And besides that, he says that meat causes us to become coarse, causes us to become sort of stupid. In other words, we are what we eat, literally. And he says that meat naturally isn't good for one's character. Naturally, meat isn't good for one's character. That's what Arab Arbanel says. Right? So to speak, we are what we eat. He says that's why the Pasuk says, when the Pasuk goes to all the Macholim Ha'asurais, it says, V'nitmeisem without an Aleph, V'nitamtem. It causes a timus halev, it causes, so to speak, a blockage in the heart, it causes a deficiency in one's character. And therefore, the shleimus of a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him to eat meat, even though it's tasty and might have some nutritional value, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want human beings to eat meat. He said, what changed? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, regretted. I don't know if you can say that about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he realized it wasn't working. He saw that when Noach came, when the Dor HaMabul came along, Right? The whole point not to eat meat is to refine one's character. And he says, Ki hishchis kol boso, we saw the whole world killing each other. And instead of actually refining one's character, people were just becoming worse and worse. And therefore, after the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the whole makeup of the Bria, that instead of giving an elevated diet in order that people should have refined characters, he said, instead, I'm going to punish, the Barabanel says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I won't destroy the whole world again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the haftacha. But he is going to give individual punishments. That's why many Mepharshim say that seasons, summer, winter, spring, autumn, only started after the Mabul. And the reason is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, punishes people through seasons, right? You know, Chas Shalom, it's cold, people get ill, people catch illnesses, right? That was all a different anhaga in the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Instead of focusing on a human being's diet and what he eats, it's not working. Therefore, eat what you want. And instead, there'll be a new anhaga of Schar and Oynish, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to punish people who do the wrong thing. He brings a moshel of a doctor who walks into a room and there's two patients there. And one patient, he says, eat whatever you want. And the other patient, he says, I mean, he brings a medrash, it's a medrash that says this. The other patient, he says, eat this, don't eat this. He gives him a whole, you know, a diet. And the first, and the second patient goes, chutzpah. You let this fellow eat whatever he wants, yeah? Why is he allowed to, you know, have steak for breakfast? And he said, shaita. He says, this person, Nebuch, is a lost cause, right? I've got no hope for him. So let him eat whatever he wants, right? However, you still have hope, and therefore I'm giving you a diet which will help you. So that was our Barabanel. Until Noyach, HaKadosh Baruch was trying to tailor humans' diets to eat what is actually good for them. Yet after Noyach, HaKadosh Baruch almost said, you know, it's a lost cause, let them eat what they want. When it came to Matan Torah and Klal Yisrael wanted to become more Shleimim, then HaKadosh Baruch realized you can't asa all meat because the Dibur Torah Ela Keneged Yetzirah, people want to eat meat. But he said the meat which causes more atimus halev, and it causes more deficiency, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asad, and the other meat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed human beings to eat. That's the Abar Benel's fourth pshat. It actually reminds me of a story somebody from Gateshead once told me. Nebuchadnezzar was in hospital, and he was lying in a bed next to what we call a Geordie, right? Someone from Newcastle. I was into Geordie, and this person, Nebuchadnezzar, his liver was totally failing. And he sees this person taking a can of beer, opening it, guzzling it out. Yeah, I'm shugging. Why are you drinking beer? Your liver's failing. He goes, what a way to go. that's this marshal, right? He says, you know, Nebuchadnezzar, the person's going anyway. Let him drink his beer. Okay, that's the fourth pshat. I just want to say one more pshat. It's a fascinating mahalach. I'm sorry, we're probably going to have to get more to the Ashkofa and Halacha in another shir, if permitted. Yeah. But the last mahalach I saw is from the Sefer Ikri. This is Mamash, a fascinating mahalach. And he begins by asking a question, the whole story of Cain and Hevel in last week's parasha. We know that Cain gave a mincha from the Adomo, from the Tzmochim, v'loy shah le'el minchos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't accept his offering, and Hevel gave a korban, gave an animal, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shah. And the question is, a few questions. First of all, what was wrong with what Cain did? I mean, if human beings weren't allowed to eat meat, then Cain was, so to speak, giving a present to Hashem related to what Hashem was giving him. Hashem's giving you all the tzmachim of the ground, so I'm giving you a mincha back. Like, why is it a problem that I didn't sacrifice an animal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's question number one. And question number two, if you're going to say that his issue was that it says he gave me pri ha'or, he gave from the ground, because he gave vegetables, and he didn't give fruit, which are on a higher level than vegetables, well, so that's the reason why, you know, it sounds like it was the worst avera in the world. Like, what was so bad about it? And then he asks, why did Hevel get killed? What was Hevel's oinush that he had to get killed by Cain? Hevel gave a geshmaka korban, a good animal. Why did Hevel get killed? And he explains as follows. He says that we know that human beings weren't allowed to eat meat. And he says that Cain and Hevel both saw Adam HaRishon working the ground. And they both made their own incorrect conclusions. He said Cain saw Adam HaRishon working the ground. And he said, how are we different to animals? He said, Mustama, the only difference between us and animals is we know how to work the ground. We know how to get better vegetation. We know how to get animals don't know how to do that. That's the only qualitative difference between human beings and animals. Hevel was in a bit of a higher darga. He said, why are we better than animals? We can use animals to work for us. They can plow the ground for us. We can dominate the animals. We can use the animals for our benefit. But he still didn't realize that we are superior, we are inherently better than animals. Even Hevel didn't realize that. And that's why the Pasuk actually says, by Cain and Hevel, it says, V'gam Hevel, I think that's the Lashon of the Pasuk, the gam hu, he also, in other words, he didn't really have a different Mahalach HaChayim than Cain. When Shais came along, the Pasuk says, the Yoyled B'dmusoy Ketzalmoy. Shais already was B'dmus Adam HaRishon. He understood what Adam HaRishon really understood, that even though we're not allowed to eat animals, we are superior than animals. We have intellect. We can refine our character, and we are be'etzem better than animals. But Cain and Hevel both didn't understand that. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted Hevel's korban because it was on a higher darga than Cain. But Cain's main oynush, his main chait was the fact that he didn't understand how we are different from animals. And Hevel didn't understand that either. And therefore he got punished. Hevel understood we can give a korban from that animal because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is definitely better than us and animals. But he didn't understand how human beings are be'etzer better than animals. And that's how the Sefer Ikkarim says, that's Pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Cain and he says, why are you so upset? He says, imtetav se'es, right? And the Pshat is, at least the Pshat the Medrash brings, is that, so let me just find the Pshat. If you do tshuva, like why is so jealous of Hevel? Yeah, you bought the wrong korban, I didn't accept. But if you do tshuva, then se'esh, you'll be elevated due to tshuva. But according to the Sefer Ikrim, the Pasuk's telling us, why imtetav se'esh, if you recognize that you are better than animals, right? Recognize that you are superior to animals, then se'esh, then you will be elevated, right? The Kodesh Baruch Hu was directly referring to Cain's warped, vision of the world. You're saying, in Tetav Se'es, if you realize how you are elevated, then Se'es, then you will be elevated. And he goes through the Cheshbon amazingly. He says, when Cain saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted Hevel's korban, he still didn't understand that human beings are better than animals. He understood, human and animals are still the same, but you're allowed to kill animals, which means you're allowed to kill humans. In other words, he killed Hevel, obviously it came out of jealousy, but his Moira Heter to kill Hevel was, so you can kill animals. It's okay to kill animals, okay, so I can kill human beings as well. And then after HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him, right, God loved him in the sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him, he still didn't understand. He thought, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing me now for killing Hevel? Must be you can't kill animals. Right, and he went back to his original viewpoint that animals and human beings are inherently better. Now, yeah.
Where would Cain get it from that you're allowed to kill animals? Where's that?
HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted Hevel's korban, so he understood that, okay, we are better, we are, so to speak, on a higher level than animals. But in other words, he equated everything together, so to speak. He thought, okay, we can sort of kill each other, Now, he says that when the entire world didn't accept Chase's view of the world. They went with Cain, and therefore the whole world became a world of Ashchasa, because it became a survival of the fittest, right? People didn't understand human beings are higher than animals, and we have to treat human beings differently to how we treat animals, and the whole world just became a world where people killed each other. Therefore, after Noach left the Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the world to go back to that original perspective that, it's all just the survival of the fittest. He wanted people to realize that animals are on a higher pedestal, human beings are on a higher pedestal than animals, and therefore he permitted all animals to get eaten, posh that people shouldn't fall back to that warped vision. Then when Kadosh Baruch Hu accepted the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, now that so to speak, that perspective has gone away, so some animals you can eat, and some animals you can't eat. Okay. So it's almost 9 o'clock. We're not going to much have time to go into the hashkafa and the halacha. But perhaps I'll just say one story. There was, you know, one of the reasons why people, you know, they're vegans, vegetarians, and it's cruel to animals, you know, how can we kill animals? It's not fair for them. It's actually a pasuk which says, Zivchei Odom Agolim Yishokun, right? People who kill other people, they kiss Agolim, right? They kiss calves. And there's a meiser, I can't remember if it was the B'chatzke Levenstein or Reb Chaim Oizler. I think it was Reb Chaim Oizler. He once saw a German man holding a dog under his jacket and kissing his dog. Before the Holocaust. Reb Chaim Oizler. And he said that these people are gonna one day slaughter human beings. In other words, when a person misplaces his rachamim too much, he misplaces his mercy, and he puts the law on the animals, then, you know, he'll end up killing people. And we take a see that one of the first laws that the Nazi party, the Nazis in Yimach Shemom, enacted was a ban on Shechita, right? The very humane Nazi party would end up killing millions upon millions of people. They banned Shechita. And Hitler himself in Yimach Shemom was a vegetarian, right? Hitler wouldn't eat things. Okay, so that's
Kalev is Kalev, so it's okay to use a Kalev.
Sorry?
Kalev is Kalev.
Kalev, okay. Anyway, so okay, that's a schmooze for another time. Exactly. They say, just to finish off, they say a person went to Rav Moshe Motcha Epstein, the Chevron of Rosh Hashiva, and they saw him eating a geshmack of a meal of chicken. And he said to him, how can you eat chicken? Do you know how much tsar this chicken's been through till it came to your plate? And Rav Moshe Motcha said, he bought Kain and Hevel, and he said that, yeah, Kain also didn't want to makrev an animal because he felt, the way he saw it, Ramosh Mudch was, he felt bad for the animals. He ended up killing Hevel. So as Chazal say, you know, Kol Shul Rachmon Al Achzorim Nasef Nasa Achzor Al Rachmonim, it's Yalkut Shemayni, you know, we have to keep our mercy for people that deserve our mercy, and of course, not to say we should be cruel to animals, but that's a discussion for another time. Have a great day.
I'm not going to let you know.